Now, we've got a question here from Jared Zollner, who wonders where the oxygen on the Earth might have come from. Was it formed in space, or can a planet produce its own oxygen? We're joined now by Kirsten Goschalk from the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research in Perth, Western Australia. Kirsten, what do you think?
Well, as many people probably already know, oxygen is the third most common element in the universe after hydrogen and helium. But it's very reactive, so it'll combine with pretty much anything, which means there's not much good old O2, molecular oxygen, for breathing left around in many places in the universe. So the majority of the universe's oxygen is produced in stars as part of the nuclear fusion that stars produce their energy with. But then how do you get molecular oxygen and get such an oxygen-rich atmosphere like the Earth's? How that actually happened on Earth is that a bit less than 2.5 billion years ago, we had a great oxygenation event, or otherwise known as the oxygen catastrophe for the oxygen-intolerant life that was on Earth at the time. And this was caused by tiny little cyanobacteria, organisms that actually produce oxygen through photosynthesis. So they started producing oxygen about 200 million years before the great oxygenation event. But at first, all the oxygen they produced was snaffled by the iron and other organic matter on Earth. But then eventually, about 200 million years later, those things were full. They became saturated. And so then the excess oxygen started accumulating in the atmosphere, giving us oxygen breathers a chance to evolve. So in that sense, yes, a planet can produce its own oxygen. You just need to make sure you've got a whole bunch of blue bacteria.